Welcome, welcome,
Love
welcome.
Talk Bless. Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Blessings, blessings, blessings. You know what it is. It's your boy. It's your main man whose only plan is to follow Jesus to the promised land. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. What's going on? What's going on? I want to thank everybody that will be joining me and we're listening to this on the rebroadcast. This is our new podcast. It's going to be coming on every Friday from 5:30 to whenever. I just wanted to take this first few minutes and just to talk a little bit about the broadcast. The broadcast is really all about taking out the religiosity out of conversations with Christ, because we put so many much stuff into it that we fail to understand it's all about God. It's not about how you worship him, how you praise him, and all this other stuff. It's all about God. It's all about having that connection with the Father, coming to the Father in a way like never before. So this is the beginning of a new thing. See, my idea was this. That, see, God said to me, take out all the fluff and the foolishness. He said, remove the real religiosity and add in the realism. He said, stop all the preaching and speak to somebody about something they need to do. This is the real word in a real way for real people. Now, the real question is, can you handle the truth? Hallelujah. Can you handle the truth? I'm here to tell you, I'm ready to give some to you. So I'm AJC. You heard me before. I've been on here a couple years ago. I was out here doing some things. But what happened was God had to take me back to the drawing board. He sat me down and he spoke to my spirit. He said, he had me sitting around looking and said, you know, it's a lot of people preaching. It's a lot of people prophesying. It's a lot of people calling out demons and all those things. And that's a good thing. They should be doing it. But what the problem for me was, I seen all these churches and I seen all this stuff going on. And I said, wait a minute. We got churches getting bigger. We got mega, mega, mega churches, and they doing all these things. And then we see the little churches popping up all over the place like a bunch of flowers all over the place. I said, this is beautiful. Then you look online, and you see, my God, every other channel, well, for me, every other station I look at has got somebody speaking a word for it. And I said, thank you, God. This is what I'm supposed to be seeing. The problem I was having is that we were getting all this preaching and stuff, and I was seeing no change. And then the worst part about it, I was seeing change that was coming in the church and not in the world. Come on, somebody. You out there, holler at your boy. So listen, when I was sitting there looking, I said, God, I want to see the thought as a youngin' in the word. I was taught to take your word to God in prayer. Whatever you got, whatever the problem is, take it to God in prayer. So I went to God, and I said, hey, God. I said, you got some awesome preachers out here. I said, you got some spot-on prophets out here. I said, they doing all kinds of good things. They doing this, and they feeding your people. They clothing your people. They helping your people here and there and all over this. But how come it seems like sin is taking over the world? It seems like sin is walking into the church. And the more we talk about, the more preaching and the more things we do like we've been doing for all these years, the more sin walk into the church. What is that about? I said, it's crazy. I said, I was looking around. I said, man, you got pastors. I started seeing pastors that was preaching for 20, 25 years and coming out after 25 years of preaching, talking about they were homosexual. I started seeing pastors with big mega churches talking about, we're going to start growing marijuana on the premises for the people. I started seeing people, so many pastors that I looked up to and idolized for a time. And I know it's bad to have an idol, but I was idolizing them for because of the work I thought they was doing. But I realized at the end of the day that they was walking the wrong way. They was doing it for the glamour and the goods. They was doing it for the money and all those things they could get from it. So one day, God pulled me to the side as I was in prayer, and he said to me, listen, son, he said, this ain't something that you just do on Sunday. This ain't something you do on Wednesday at Bible study. This ain't something you do when you're around your friends that might be able to talk about it or talk to you. He said, this is something you got to live. Ergo, the apostolic life. See, I could see a pastor that had his big churches, and then they would pop up one day and they found cheating on their wife. And I was like, wait a minute, how are you cheating on your wife? You've been doing this thing 30, 40 years. You got thousands and thousands of people following you, and you're cheating on your wife. How that happened? Why? Because they was doing one thing in front of the church and then another thing behind the church. They wasn't living what they was talking. They wasn't moving like God had them to move. So before I even came on, God had to tell me, listen, son, this is your life. First thing he changed for me was he gave me that understanding. This is your life. This isn't something you do for popularity. This isn't something you do for money. This isn't something you do so people will get to know your name. This is something you got to do because this is what you live. Not what you want. Not what you look like. What you live. Every day you got to wake up, son, and you got to know that you know that you know that your God is all you need him to be, all you want to do. See, my thing about God started with thanks. I gave thanks. I thank God on everything. And the Bible tells us over and over again, says, give thanks to all that God, for all that God does. I tell you, for me, giving thanks is one of the greatest things I can do. So I give thanks first. And then I try to walk my walk. See, too many pastors out there trying to walk like everybody else. I'm trying to walk the walk that God has for me. I'm trying to walk the walk that God laid out for me. I'm trying to walk that way that God wanted me to walk. Before I finish this, I want to let you know that if this broadcast on Blog Talk Radio cuts off, I will be on Zeno FM with the final product, uploading it later this afternoon. So you can hear it in its entirety on Zeno FM, Apostolic Life. You go there, you take it, listen to the whole thing. Anyway, I made it a point that God said, this is your life. And you know what thing God did? God said to me, he said, you have to look different than the world. I said, what do you mean look different? God started making me dress a specific way so that every time I go out before people, you can tell that it's something different about me. Why? Not because of the clothes, but because of the shine that God has on me. And don't get it wrong. Your clothes don't make who you are. God gave me the uniform. He said, son, this is your uniform. This is what I need you to look like. So when people see you, they know that you are something different. They ain't going to treat you the same way they treat everybody else. And lo and behold, that's what he did. The next thing he had to say to me, he said, I need you, son, to speak a certain way. I need you to speak to them with a language they can understand. Why? Because they speak to God speaks to us in our language. You got 25 people. Ask if they hear God's voice. They say, yeah, they say they hear God's voice in a different way, each one of them. Because God speaks to us, each one individually, for what we have. Or who we can, how we can understand it. So I said, okay, God. So he gave me a voice. He put my line myself up. He started doing things, showing me things. And then he said, you ready? He said, go back out. Go forth and speak to my people. And here I am, AJC, ready to get it in when that fit in. You know what I'm talking about. Holler at your boy. So here we go. That's the apostolic life. That's the word that he gave me to come into that name. And right now, I have a little conversation that I want to talk about tonight. And it's actually because of one of my ebooks that I had. I have on our website, the Apostolic Life, we have some free ebooks. That's one of my free ebooks. It's actually one of the first ebooks I wrote. And I want to talk a little bit about it and give you a little understanding of it so you'll know what God was talking to me about during that time. Is that all right? Can we talk about an e-book for a minute? Can we talk about a book? Have you picked up a book? Have you listened or read a book in a while? Get back to your book, bro. Get back to your book because there's still a lot of knowledge in there that you ain't get yet. So anyway, on your e-book, on my e-book, you'll hear one of my books is called Moving from Normal to Abnormal. Moving from Normal to Abnormal. Now, the crazy thing about that book was when God gave it to me, I couldn't understand what he was talking about. I couldn't understand, Lord, where are you going with this thing, normal to abnormal? Why would you move from normal to abnormal? Well, the reason being is because the society's norm today is the opposite of what God meant normality to be. So the normal things that you would see and do on a daily basis, 9 times out of 10, is abnormal to the way God wanted them to happen. Let me show you. When you wake up in the morning, first thing you do is you worry about what you look like, what you got on, stuff like that. God didn't mean for that to be a priority in life. He wants you to look good. He wants you to smell good and all that stuff. But the first thing he wants you to do in the morning is wake up and talk to him. He wants you to open up your eyes and start speaking to him. But that's abnormal for us. That's abnormal for us. See, you got people wake up in the morning, first thing they do is they pick up a joint. And they start smoking on that joint before they move out the door, before they start talking to anybody, because they got to get that joint in them so they can get moving forward. That's a normal thing for them to do. Women wake up, first thing they do, they turn on their OnlyFans and find out who already watching, who ready to watch, and what's going to happen. That's not normal. That's the normality. You know, they get up, people get up in the morning time, they grab their phone, and they look at how many tweets and Instagram posts and how many likes they got. They look at all this other stuff and don't look at the God. They wake up in the morning. We wake up in the morning every day. We jump on a highway. We run to our jobs like it's the last thing we can ever do. And on the way there, we get in arguments with the people that's driving. We're doing crazy stuff as we're moving along, and we never take a moment out to talk to God. That's the normal thing that we're working on now. See, it's normal for you to wake up and walk down the street and see a woman half naked. It's normal for you to wake up, go down the street, and see a man with his pants hanging down his knees. It's normal for you to wake up and see somebody over there cussing each other out or looking around and seeing war happening all over again. See, the Bible speaks of it all the time. He said it'll be wars and rumors of wars. He said mothers will be fighting daughters and sons will be fighting fathers. And you see it all the time. You see mass murderers happening like crazy, and you don't even realize what it is. You are glorifying all the things of the enemy, and you sit back and think it's normal. Today, we want to talk about moving from normal to abnormal. Normal to abnormal. Time, we don't realize it's abnormal because we've been doing it all the time. We've been doing it all the time. I remember way 35, 40 years ago, I used to wake up in the morning, and I told my wife this. The first thing I did, but I would get up in the morning, and the first thing I would do is I would automatically get my